Welcome to the Modcast, an official Polygast production brought to you by Apollotan Civilization Site. Wouter Snijders,
Kenneth Erland,
Tony Keel,
Oscar Velzi.
Welcome to Modcast, a Polygast production. Today we're being joined by Oscar Elohim Velzi.
Hello.
Wouter Lacutus Snijders.
Hi.
And me, Tony Garrett Tzatzaka Keel, with 100% less Ken. Maybe he'll jump in sometime during the recording. We don't know. But I'm kind of worried. I just don't know how I'm going to be able to make fun of Wouter as good as I make fun of Ken.
I'm sure you'll manage.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any suggestions or any kind of, like, odd features on your face or body or just any deformities that I could very easily exploit, please send me a pic.
I'm your typical nerd, so you could make fun of that.
Oh, do you have the thick glasses?
One of them. The other.
Now, by that, do you mean one lens on one eye, or?
Well, one of them is really thick, and the other is sort of normal sized, so.
You should see what I wear when I drive. I have Santa Claus glasses.
Mm.
Goes great with the beard.
Yeah.
Today in the news, we talked about Civilization Revolution release date and how to create a mod videos by Kale. In the artist's sketchpad, we talked about the Clockwork Golem by Cezareth, Smack Spartan City Set by Wood Elf, and the Modern Paratrooper 2.0 by Moi.
I don't know, Ken.
So in the code corner, we talk about the KFM converter by SMJ.
In the cartography room, we talked about the Spiral Galaxy map script by Cephalo.
Here's what's been making the news in the Civ community. So, Civilization Revolutions, I believe for the Xbox, the DS, and the PS3. I just saw a news update that it comes out on the 3rd.
Of June.
Interesting.
That's an important detail.
Of June. 3rd of June. Kind of excited. I kind of wish I had a console at this point.
Yeah.
But it's not for us, you know?
Oh, I know.
It's for the console games.
Well, I mean, if you have the money to buy a console, which I don't, but...
Yeah. Yeah, we don't exactly get paid to do the modcasts.
No,
so
not really.
But if Dan ever sends me an Xbox 360 so I can review Revolutions, I would gladly accept that responsibility.
Well, if he sends me the PS3 version, I'll review that one.
All right, each of us pick a console, and we'll bug Dan to give it to us.
My PS3.
Dan, we know you're rich. Whatever you are, you must be rich. You're so cool. They got the post here has some screenshots, and it says hitting stores in America. They just say hitting stores, but you assume it's America on June 3rd, 2008. And Europe release dates June 6th, 2008. So a couple days later.
Yep.
Do you think it will come out on the PC?
No, I don't really think so at all, but...
How do we spell no again?
O-N.
Well, many games on consoles come out on the PC later.
Yeah.
Even earlier than you think. For example, Mass Effect. Oh,
yeah.
No, it said Xbox-only game. Well, on May, it will be out on PC. Okay.
Money.
But, yeah, that's a different case. Xbox exclusives pretty much always come out on the PC sooner or later.
Yeah.
But this is a console version of Civ. You've got to make a PC version of a console version of a PC game.
Well, if it sells...
They might. You just don't give them any ideas, I guess.
Oh, actually, I would like to see it. I mean, I would absolutely buy it if it came out on the PC.
Yeah.
But I don't see it happening.
Well, you know, I bet you that there, when you get the DS version, you can probably emulate it. If you own the game already, you can probably find the ROM and emulate it. But I know for certain that Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 are probably several years away from true emulation.
Yeah.
On PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I guess that I'll just find one of my drunk console-playing friends and... bring them beer and this game and have them play it with me.
Or get them drunk and play only you.
with the game.
How about this? I just go in there, get them drunk, and just rob them. Console game, everything. Oh, is how long has this game been talked about? It seems like it's already been a year they've been blabbing about this game.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was announced around the time when BTS came out, maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. Oh, looks like we have some people who tested it posting in here.
People tested it?
Well, yeah. Someone says it plays very nicely on the DS, and it's absolutely fantastic on the Xbox.
Ah, Padma, yes.
So I'm assuming that Padma
played. He went to Phyrexis offices together with Dan Q, and they played the game.
Oh, I see. So he went with Dan. All right.
Yeah, well, they invited one person from Apollo and one from CFC.
Oh, so Padma was the lucky fellow.
Yep. I think Thunderfall couldn't make it, so...
Yeah, we don't know much about the mysterious Thunderfall.
Nope.
Let's see. Did you find out when we started talking about it?
I'm just pulled it up here. It was on June 30th of last year, so... And by the time it comes out, we will have been talking about it for a year, or 11 months, to be precise.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, we have a very veteran modder named Kale, who is very famous for the Fall from Heaven series, and he is now taking all of his experience in modding and creating some video tutorials on how to mod Civ 4, and he's titled them simply How to Create a Mod.
Great name.
I haven't watched him yet because I know how to create a mod. Until he puts a video of something I still haven't figured out how to do, then I'll watch that one. But what do you guys think of that?
I tried watching them, but they just crashed my browser. It's kind of a weird, cruddy Adobe created Flash movies. I've always had bad experiences with those. But yeah, I think it's definitely an interesting concept. I'm not sure if sort of in-depth modding video is really the ideal format, but the advantage is that it's very accessible. So for simple things that he's covering now, like how to add a leader, how to add a civilization, that sort of stuff, it's definitely interesting. It's good to have it out there. I don't think it will ever replace sort of the written mods, the screenshots and stuff like that. But it's definitely an interesting idea.
Oh, yeah, and I think it might be nice for some of the new guys who come around, and then they beg everyone, how do I do this? You just released this artwork. How do I insert it into the game? I'm like, ugh. I created a lot of artwork.
Yeah.
I was reading a warning here in Gale's post that says, if you're having problems with the screen going red while watching the video, it is because your computer is running out of visual memory. Going red, what? Dying, my computer is dying.
Why did he just use like MPEG or something, you know? Or maybe a DivX AVI format?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. It gave me an image while playing Doom, for example, that when you're shot and the screen goes red and you're dying, and now my... so if your screen goes red and, well, you're having some problems, back away from the computer and back away a lot. Don't explode.
If your screen went red, you might have ran out of hit points.
What would you have chosen?
Well, I would have found a program that would output DivX or MPEG or something.
Yeah, you probably used Flash because it's easier to play in a browser, and you use a DivX or something like that. You have problems with codecs, and do people have the right media player? And it's sort of it's the same stuff that YouTube uses, basically. It's very accessible. The problem is, like I said, my experiences with Flash created by Adobe products is not always the greatest. This apparently runs out of virtual memory. It just completely crashes the browser for me. Personally, not a huge fan, but I'm not sure what else I would use. I mean, except for, indeed, I don't even know for sure. I know there's one or two programs that people use to capture gameplay footage.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could use that here as well.
He could just play it on his computer, which apparently it works on his, and just, screen capture the whole set of them. Like, I just loaded it, And I got sound, but I got no video. I got all white screen.
Yeah.
I got both.
I did think it would be interesting to also make this available as a video podcast, but then you would definitely have to have a sort of more standard video format, like DivX or whatever. But yeah, I don't know Adobe Capture. I don't know what kind of output versions it supports. It would definitely be good that if it supports multiple versions to offer that for those people who are having problems with the Flash.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I probably will bug Dan in about a year about video podcasts, but it's too soon.
Well, as long as you know, I'm not going on camera.
Oh, but you're sexy. You can just wear a mask over your face.
Like the bag, the brown bag with the holes.
That'd be perfect. Just put a little smiley face on it. We're joined by Walter Lacutus, Brown Bag Snyder. So, Kale, thanks for trying. I hope I can watch it sometime. Please make it in a normal format. Be great.
I'm watching it right now.
Is it good?
I don't know. My screen's going red. Yeah, it's good. It's nice to see the... For example, it's very hard sometimes to explain the folder structure, and you have to go there and here, and you see it here on the video, and he moves the mouse around and explains what you have to do. So it's pretty cool. I don't know, I find video tutorials very, very helpful. I watch sometimes some for Photoshop and all, and sometimes it's easier to see, oh, he clicks there, cool, and you click there.
Yeah, I do like watching them for Photoshop, but you can actually see the effects and action and all that sort of stuff, and this is basically browsing through text files. Personally, I wouldn't find this as useful as a written guide, but you know, like I said, it's very accessible. And if you have zero experience with modding, and it's probably easier to get into this than into a sort of a huge text document with all sorts of boring, long text in it.
Yeah. No, it's a great contribution to the community.
Like I said, it's definitely a good thing to have this out there. Some people will probably like it, and others maybe not so much. But you have the option.
This just adds on to a very impressive portfolio. Kale's been around since Civ 4, since day one. Like me and Dale were, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good job, Kale. Thank the community, thanks you. Especially all the noobs.
Got news? Email news@apolliton.net or send a private message to Dan Q, Lacutus, Grandpa Troll, or one of the other news editors.
Artist Sketchpad, where we discuss graphics and artwork from the Civ modding community.
I just saw some really cool art on the last public release, and Cezareth, who is the self-proclaimed Fall from Heaven art monkey, he has released some impressive artwork called the Clockwork Golem, and it basically looks like a robot or a mecha or something, and looks like it's wielding knives on its hands.
No, it's a really, really amazing work with details. For example, it's more like a steampunk unit that's moving with gears and, well, clockwork. And it has it reminds me of Quake, of the original Quake, the color scheme with the brown colors. And
like almost a hint of Rust.
Yeah. It's great texture work. Great model work, too.
I'm wondering if it's animated off of something I might have saw in the Fall from Heaven Beyond the Sword scenario. Maybe it's a custom animation. I don't know.
I don't know.
He says it has a steam.
Yeah.
Comes out of his little vents. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
As always, I bow before you and your mighty art power, Cezareth. Double threat, model or texture. And what else did we have here? Have you seen what Wood Elf just released for Smack? The Smack mod, which slowly but steadily is getting moved to completion. Yeah, there should be a link right there for you all to look at.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's nice. Nice work. Could have used a little more variety in the buildings.
Yeah.
Especially in the colors.
Mm.
It's all so gray. Well, that's the idea, I guess. But
I think the textures could have a little bit more variety. I agree with you. The models look kind of cool the way they're set up, and I think other science fiction modders could definitely make a home for this city set as well.
Yeah, I don't remember the original, how it looked.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not sure, is this taken directly from SMAC or...
Yeah, maybe some of it. It looks like it's definitely also gone with his artistic interpretation as well.
Yeah.
Does this look like little satellite antennas with little green highlights?
Yeah, there are some antennas. Yeah, because it seems there aren't many buildings, or at least very different ones.
There's at least looks like 5 or 6, maybe even more, almost 10. I see some of the buildings have little gun turrets on top of them.
Yeah,
the diamond-shaped ones. They look like they have little tiny plasma cannons or something.
It's a good word.
I liked it. That's why I had to throw it on.
Yeah, I wonder, well, there is a smagma going on. I didn't know about it too much.
Well, you know them. I've done a couple little bits of artist submissions to them. I've done a little help to the sci-fi mods, but there's a lot of hurdles they have to overcome. But you should see their texture set now for their terrain. They have a great terrain, fungus-looking texture set. Yeah,
cool.
So they're getting along. But I hate to say it, I kind of wish Smack 2 would just come out.
Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Oh, come on, Sid.
It's not up to Sid. I mean, the rights for the franchise lie with EA. So unless EA buys up 2K, that's not really going to happen.
You know, I got one thing to say about that. We're f***ed. EA sucks. A big one.
They don't fit nearly as badly as they used to. But yeah, I don't know that there's enough money in a Smack franchise, at least for EA, to really justify doing it.
Yeah, I hear you, but we can still dream and wish and say, wouldn't it be nice? Or we can support our local Smack Civ 4 modders with textures, encouragement, slaps on the bottom, however it takes to help them get that mod done.
Exactly. I mean, I see no reason. The Civ 4 engine is a very good engine for a Smack 2. I mean, I see no reason why you couldn't make one yourself by the fans. Don't know exactly what the plans are. That I don't know if they want to make sort of an exact recreation of the original game or really take that concept and take it to the next level. I mean, I would be much more interested in the latter than in the former. But yeah, there's no reason that couldn't be an unofficial Smack 2.
Yeah, that would be cool. And as I agree with you about the Civ engine, it's just a modding, a total overhaul of a game can be daunting and more in-depth and complex than people even realize. So, especially one that changes every graphical aspect of it.
That's true, but then, you know, Fall from Heaven goes a long way towards being a total conversion. I guess they still reuse some of the graphics.
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay, it's a completely different game. So.
Yes, and he's also got an impressive team working on it.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That's true.
Like, they have some amazing artists.
This magma is called Planetfall, right?
Yeah,
because I was looking for it at Smack Mod or something like that, and didn't find it. Planetfall, I think. Yes, it is.
That's kind of a cool name. I like that.
Yeah.
And Wood Elf has been really big on doing artwork for the Smack mod.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly doing artwork. Wood Elf, come a long way. You're doing good, my brother.
Yep.
So freaking proud of you.
Yep. Keep it up.
Yeah. And last but not least, and not to toot my own horn, but I released a unit that was requested of me by several people. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
One thing, a couple people came up to me, like Ozio and, I can't remember who else. I think Sniper Rabbit. I think, I know for sure it was the World War II guys came up to me and said, we need more paratroopers because it seems like some people just can't seem to get the animations to work right on custom units. And I said, well, let me give it a shot. And it worked great. And I released my first paratrooper about a month ago, but this one, someone said, well, make your old modern paratrooper animated. And I had basically released this exact same unit looking, weapon, beret, backpacks and stuff, but he didn't do anything. He was just a Marine with cool junk tied to him. This one will actually parachute down.
Cool.
So it gives people who want to play a mod that's set later than World War II, something other than World War II units to use, with carrying Thompsons. I don't even know what kind of gun that is.
Neither do I.
Maybe it's like a G3, I don't know.
So I guess the animations are just based on the original paratrooper?
Yeah, the parachute skin and everything is the original paratrooper. Just the marine body now. And once you rebone a body to a new animation, you can, of course, do re-equips, reskins, whatever you want, and make lots of new things. But the model you have to get past with technique.
Looks pretty good, eh? Did you make the model yourself?
Let's see here. The model is Firaxis's marine, and what's on his back, that's his rucksack, is actually the scout's backpack. And what's up front is like a crumpled up ball that Ozio made in an equipment pack years ago, and the head, I believe, is a Buddhist missionary.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
So you have, like, a shaved head.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know that the beret he's wearing, I believe, came off of originally Sid's Easter egg leader head. I think there was a Sid with a beret, but I can't be certain.
I don't remember that one. But
well, however it was, I got this beret, and it was leader head size, so I shrunk it down.
Pretty cool.
It worked out all right. I think also with his facial features, he's almost a little bit of racially indistinct, which I was happy he can use multiple sieves.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Code Corner, where we discuss Python and SDK mods.
I think I was in a forum and someone said, look at this. Who said that, though? I can't remember.
I think maybe the first thing to explain, and I think you're going to have to do that, or maybe Oscar, but I definitely can't. What is a KFM file?
Well, I have no idea.
I know what they are in theory, because I really can't mess with them until this guy made this program, which hopefully works. But a KFM is like an animation file, and somehow, I believe hexadecimal, it stores various animations and what they do. Like, you know, the death animation .kf, and then there'll be, you know, attack animation .kf, and then there'll be the unit name .kfm, which is like the overall animation editor.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping this thing does is allows you to take an animation off another unit and attach it to the unit you're working on, which, if this is what's going to happen, this is going to be a very, very useful tool in the modding community. I believe there's even some source code available. Have you seen the source code, Water?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at it, but for these converted tools, I've written some myself. It's really fairly boring, box-standard code most of the time. Just a lot of
oh, really?
Work involved in actually making it. It can be fairly complex stuff, but, you know, it's a conversion tool. It's not like it does anything all that spectacular, I presume, because I'm right now trying to open a KFM file to see what it actually looks like, because I have no idea. Work with those. And so you say it's a hexadecimal, so it's basically not human readable.
Well, what I had to do before was get, like he says in the front, the overview of his thread, it says it doesn't do much that you can't do with your favorite hex editor, and I released one unit of all my hundreds of units I've released by now. One unit someone asked me to do this, and to take an effect off of another unit and add it to a tank that shoot like plasma out, plasma cloud. And I had to go into a hex editor, and at one side of the screen was all these, you know, weird alphanumeric base 16 or whatever they use, numbers. And to the right was in a little tiny column what those actually said, and I'd have to go in there and change one or two characters and then fit that animation by changing its characters, and somehow it worked, and I don't even remember how to do it now. And I never did it again, because it was obnoxious.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, that's just binary code then. And he converts that to XML. That's actually pretty sweet.
Oh, so it is output XML that you can re-input back in?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Ooh, then I really am ready to start using this one. I can make...
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Besides, in the overview, this is a simple tool, to convert KFM files to XML format. That's the whole point
of turns this machine code tool into something so that you can actually read as a human being and actually work with without having to understand exactly what every little one and zero stands for. That's a pretty cool concept. I don't know how this guy translated it. I don't know if KFM is some kind of industry standard. I would assume it is.
I'm sure it's a NIF-related thing. NIF model-related.
You'd think there'd already be something like this out there then, but apparently not.
We'll see. What I want to do is I want to have, like, missionaries that use the religious animation and the models of spreading religion, but also can have an attack. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Like, to make all of your non-attacking units at least have a weak defense so they can put up a fight. I think you might be able to do that graphically with this. But don't quote me. We'll have to ask SMJ sometime.
Yep,
good idea. Well, so we can ask him and perhaps we'll get a response for our next show.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to type something.
Yeah, this might actually be a candidate for a modding spotlight. And it looks pretty neat. It would be interesting to interview him about this.
Cool. Yeah. I just hit him a post on this thread, a really quick one, saying, hey, we had you in Modcast. Come listen to it. And then hit us up. Oh, he does have a tutorial now. Look. It's in a spoiler box. That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Silly spoilers. Yeah, I'm excited. I've been pretty busy from doing graphics right now, but maybe I might just take a break and do a little graphics with this useful tool. We just need to find out how useful it is.
What's our next show?
I think it would be pretty useful if you're an artist. I mean, you can actually edit these XML files pretty easily, and you can do that with KFM files, so it is bound to be open up all sorts of new possibilities. And it's a pretty nifty tool, so good job.
Yeah, and he seems to be new in the community. He only has 43 posts, so stay here. We need you. We need people like you who like to code good modding programs, because let me tell you what we have to use right now, the NIF Viewer and NIF Scope, especially the NIF Viewer, they're not the most stable nor useful programs. I'd like to see more people coding the Gamebryo engine, you know?
Wasn't NIF some kind of industry standard that's not
okay.
Gamebryo specific, is it?
Well, NIF files are, you know that Civ 4 is based off the Gamebryo engine, right?
Yes, I know.
Well, I believe that Oblivion and Civ 4 and whatever other Gamebryo engine use the NIF file, which is NetImmerse file, and then they often skin with the DDS, which is the Direct Draw Surface textures.
Yeah, that's an industry standard. That's, you know, not just Gamebryo specific DDS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, NIF apparently is then. And I hadn't heard of it, but I'm not an artist, so.
Yeah, the plugins say NetImmerse Gamebryo, and our plugins are notorious. Like, they somewhat function. You better have the exact right old version of Blender to have them work. Yes, more the merrier. And you wouldn't. It may be surprising if there's another game that uses the KFM file format. Would that be useful for that as well?
Yeah, I would assume so.
And
considering Gamebryo is fairly widespread at this point, then you'd almost say maybe Civ fans should go looking for Oblivion fan sites and Empire Earth fan sites to see if there are useful tools for them out there. I don't know if people have looked for that. That could be pretty interesting. And vice versa. I mean, SMJ could promote his tool on other fan sites as well.
Yeah, definitely. He needs to go do a little searching of what game his converter might actually function on. But it could be it's only Civ.
Yeah,
who knows?
I don't know.
But I don't think so.
No, it doesn't seem likely in Gamebryo. The graphic stuff is all Gamebryo. I don't think the Fraxis programmed a lot of that themselves, at least not the core stuff like file formats.
Well, if you use like the NIF Viewer and the NIF Scope, you're going to notice that the NIF Viewer has other profiles of other games built into it. So it's the more generic editor.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but there are then differences in games, and you do need different profiles. Yeah, it might need more work to get this tool to work on other games then.
Yeah, and NIFs often come in different versions. Like, I believe Leaderheads are 20.0.0.4, and the units are NIV version 4.2.2.6. So, and I'm sure there's even more for other games.
Yeah, that's something.
So, if you're listening to this and you're confused, you're correct to be confused, because we're confused as well.
Yeah, it'd be nice if the Gambio guys did some modding support, but I guess there's not too much for them to gain from that.
Well, if you like info pages dated from 2005, then yeah, you're cool.
Yeah.
You ever go to like something and it says redirecting you to here, and then the next page says redirecting you to here? Then you get to some old ass crusty web page.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Ah, well, you know, I love the Gambrio engine. It's been so much fun to play.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Cartography Room, where we discuss maps and simple scenarios.
Ah, Ken is here.
Oh, looky here. Oh, Ken is here. Yay, Ken is here. Let me.
Yay.
All right, everyone just pause everything, because Ken is here. All right, now how do I add someone to this call?
Add to call?
I don't know.
Invite to conference. Ken.
Hey, Ken.
We've had a turnaround. Now we do have Ken.
Yeah.
We have 100% Ken.
I think I called this, Wouter, didn't I?
Okay, no. I'm recording now.
But the difficult part is going to be deciding how we're going to punish you.
How about lashings with wet noodles? Sound good?
I think I'm going to side Wouter to the task of punishing you.
No, as punishment, you should take, what is it, the soundbite that Dan needs, and finally record those things, damn it.
Record the sound bites, all of them. That's a good punishment, Wouter.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh.
So totally.
We had just finished your favorite part, Ken, the code corner. We talked about the KFMs. We talked about Dale's mod. It was a lot of fun. We were sitting there in the code corner like, so, does anyone like understand any of this?
Yeah, okay. So, at least you admit you are helpless without me.
Yes, this is an interesting map script.
The space one, yeah. I was just thinking, like, what on earth would this be for? It could only possibly be for that scenario.
I believe it's for the BTS mod. What's that one called?
Final Frontier.
Yeah, space one.
Yeah, looks pretty neat.
And the screenshots he put in here look freaking cool.
Yeah.
I see, like, it looks like it supports quite a few start locations as well. Those big squares are where I guess the home worlds are, and I don't know. It was very impressive, I think.
Yeah, it looked like a spiral galaxy, like the name says, and there are a lot of resources in the center of the galaxy, while the most habitable planets are in the
which galactic core?
Yeah, and the planets that are more habitable are in the ends of the arms of the spiral.
Yeah.
Very much like a galaxy.
Yeah, that's actually theorized by astronomers that in the galactic core the stars would be too fast and too hot, and they would blow up on you, and it would be like Krypton, you know. Krypton planets. But, well, that one where the star explodes, and it's like you're... Like, there's a million different science fiction stories where, like, our star is going to go nova, so we must, you know, take over your planet. I read about why the actual galaxies have spirals in them. That the spirals actually go through the stars. There's like a wave of, it's like in a traffic jam. The stars are all moving along around the center of the galaxy, but they're just clumping up in like spots to make the spirals. But then the clump moves faster than the cars themselves, so it's like it ripples down.
Interesting. And we'd have to wait, like, 10 million years to test that theory, of course.
Oh, no, we can observe it in other galaxies, so...
All right. When I saw this, I was like, I thought of mods that had modders adding to it already done mods, and I thought Fall from Heaven has quite a bit of people making scripts, maps, all kinds of add-ons for Fall from Heaven. Now there's... Final Frontier got a little of that love.
Yeah, actually, Cephalo made... Fall for Heaven is great. That's pretty cool.
Oh.
So.
Oh, it's right there.
Maybe we can cover it in the next podcast.
Yeah, it's a creation of script.
Yeah.
And he also seems to have something called Perfect World, too.
Yeah, I play it. It's pretty nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he makes very, very interesting scripts, very special scripts. Perhaps not very flexible, but have a lot of flavor.
Oh, and it's great for an already established mod.
Yeah, it does add some new life expectancy to such mod. The one downside, though, I see with this script, it seems like the Civs still start sort of all over the map. And since the sort of center of the galaxy is a lot more resource-rich and has a lot more stars in it, you're probably at a serious disadvantage if you start sort of near the edge of the map, and you have a huge lead if you start near the center.
Yeah.
So I don't know how configurable.
If you just a little bit closer.
Yeah, if you can configure sort of starting locations. It'd be nice to make sure that they all start either close to the core or close to the end of the arms. And the latter would probably make the most sense.
Well, there might be a little bit of advantage if you're too close to the center, maybe you get crowded, you don't have as much space to expand.
Well,
and if you're out a little more to the edge, you get a little more room. Because room is pretty important in a lot of games.
That's true, yeah. But that's only the case if everyone starts close to the core. And looking at this, I see like two Civs to the core and three or four Civs close to the outsides. So that means that there's two Civs in the middle and going to dominate the game.
I don't remember much about Final Frontier, but there was some kind of planet size in it, but because he says the most habitable planets are towards the end of the spirals.
Oh, okay. So
if you are near the center, you have more resources, but the planets are smaller and you don't have much population. And if you are near the end of the spiral, you have much more population, but less resources. So it's kind of violent.
Hmm.
Balances out.
Yeah, of course, if you have a lot of population but not enough resources, that creates some problems as well, of course, but... Yeah, there's probably some kind of balance there.
Send in the troops. We have too many.
Yeah. Weep, weep, weep.
I'm going to get Ken. I'm going to whip Ken to make code.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've been hacking the codes. It's all nights.
Do they have a button at Firaxis that's population rush sacrifice? Workers to gain a game quicker, to get compiled faster.
Yeah, that's called crunch time.
Yeah, exactly. That's something the game industry is all too familiar with.
Oh, and there's people in the threads already asking if they can add it to their Star Trek mods and whatnot.
Mm. Star Trek mods.
Yep.
I heard someone start announcing that again lately, and I was like, oh, Star Trek mod? Mm. They could probably very much so use this spiral map. We need to get Snafu Smith to start churning out starships.
I want Gorn. Gorn, damn it.
Greetings from the mailbag, where we address listener questions and comments.
And today in the mailbag, we have a feedback from Heraclitus. He asks, why has the modcast covered the Gale Civ series thus far, especially Gale Civ 2 and its respective expansions?
Oh.
The reason is that we hate Gale Civ 2.
And you know what, Ken? Gale Civ 2 hates you.
No, actually, people are telling me here that one of the guys who's a tester is saying, play Gale Civ, it's great, it's great, it's great. And I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I intend to someday.
Yeah.
During the pilots, I believe we talked about Gale Civ in the pilots, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yes, because it was the Arnar Dark expansion of the R&R of the Twilight of them or something was coming out at that time?
Yeah, we covered it. It was in the news topic.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that was news and not really modding.
What's in Modcast?
It was Modcast pilot episode 2, so Heraclitus, you wouldn't have heard it, but we had talked about Gale Civ a little bit.
Well, yeah, he presumably wants
that. But we should
want to know, if we're going to go for Gale Civ modding specifically.
Well, why not?
Yeah, we should. we should cover
yeah.
it one day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, all of us right now have experience in Civ modding. None of us have modded GalCiv, so obviously it comes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit less of our comfort zone. But yeah, we should definitely cover some news for it and some mods.
Yeah, the GalCiv news comes out a little slower.
Yeah, especially it'd be good if we got a guest of someone who was a modder in that community.
Yeah, perhaps they can send us some good mods or something, our listeners.
News tidbits.
Yeah.
So, Heraclitus, just come into one of our threads and just doggone it, post something you want to see. We're bored. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, we'll have you on as a guest. We're that desperate.
Like, we just need someone who will come on as a guest and not chicken out. We need guest co-hosts. Pay by the hour. 1-900 guest co-host.
I guess the interesting thing was that Heraclitus originally left us a voicemail with this question, but it turns out he was a little bit drunk. So what he left us wasn't really usable.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's only copied here as text.
Yeah.
I was like, why isn't there just a link to where he posted the question?
Yeah.
He had problems with intoxication and computer use.
Yeah. You said it re-recorded, and maybe we'll have the actual voicemail or a sort of a usable one by the time you hear this.
Don't drink and Civ.
Yeah. For the most part, I agree. Don't drink and Civ.
That's the funnest way to destroy your own empire. Hey, where are all these enemy troops come from? Why can't I record this voicemail?
I'll teach those rioters in that city. Bam! Nuke. Oh, wait, that was my own city.
I'll just attack this city with my horsemen. It's just got spearmen defending. Ooh, I forgot. I lost.
Well, if you had attacked with a tank, you would sure to win.
But I don't think if I'm that drunk, I'm going to have tanks versus spears. I might have tanks going against my spears. We should have a modcast where we all get nice and liquored up and then record.
Well, last night I had a party, so I'm not very well today, but... Too many daiquiris.
Oh, pain. So, yes, send us more feedback, everyone. Whoever listens to this, and you're freaking bored, because I know you're bored. I know it. Send us feedback. We're bored, too.
Call in today. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, 44121-288-7659. That's 44121-288-POLY. You can Skype us at The Polycast or email us at polycast@apolitan.net.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast, our sibling show Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolitan.net.
We had about 90% less Ken.
Yeah, I was about to say, what was the right ratio on how much Ken to show? If you had only come about 15 minutes earlier, Ken, if you hadn't stopped to do whatever crap you were doing that last second, you would have done the Coder's Corner, where we needed you to figure out what the heck we were looking at.
Well, we can recover those if you guys really want to.
My kid, I think, has something in his diaper, and it does not smell good. And let me tell you what, when he's got something like that, he gets pissed.
Cranky?
Yeah.
So, I really wish I could. But I'll tell you what, we talked about all kinds of crazy stuff. I'd say 87.5% less Ken. We'll see how that goes over in the audience. I don't think they're going to like it, because I didn't like it either. I'm sad.
Yeah. We were a sad panda.
And then you just come gallivanting into our lives like nothing ever happened.
At least tell us that you were with a pretty girl or something like that.
Yeah, right.
He's all pretty girl. I've heard of those before.
Sadly enough, a little tear streaks down my cheek because it's time for us to go.
Yep.
We've recorded a whole buttload of stuff. I'm sure we've also made fools of ourselves. At least Wouter has.
I did.
Don't we do that all the time?
And today we've been joined with Oscar Elohim Velzy.
Goodbye.
Wouter Lacutus Snyders.
Bye-bye.
Me, Tony Garrett Tzaka Keel. And also with 87.5% less Kenneth Impaler Berlin.
Hello, I mean, goodbye. I mean...
Record date, February 24th, 2008. Sound clips copyright Civilization IV and the Warlords of Beyond the Sword expansion packs. Copyright 2008, Apolliton Civilization site and Apolliton.net.